They say every good story has the same main archetypes. There's the hero who always prevails in the end, the wise sage who guides the hero on their mighty quest, the ruler and the jester who serve as support characters in the narrative, and even the explorer who seeks out lands near and far. But let me tell you about another story, a tale as old as time that also has archetypes, but isn't so good. Instead, we have the archetype of the procrastinator, the never comes to classer, the control freak, the flaker, the complainer, and the does the everything-er. And yes, I'm talking about group projects. Hello, and welcome to Jackie On, a podcast where I, Jackie, talk about my opinions on a bunch of different topics. This episode is Jackie On, the awful idea it was to have group projects in college. I'm first going to start out by talking about why we're forced into them, maybe some of the benefits, like why we do these group projects in the first place, before getting a little bit into why I dislike them. Of course, why I dislike them will be heavily featured in every single part of today's episode because I feel like it is a really huge emphasis of mine, before lastly talking about maybe how are some ways that we can improve group projects and rebuild them instead of them just being something that every single college student doesn't look forward to. So again, I am a group project hater. I don't think I'm super controlling in them, but you never really know. Instead though, I think I fall into what my school newspaper in an article from 2013 says is the I don't want to do all the work but does it anyway person. Let me read out the description so you get a good idea of what I might be like in a group project. This person preaches teamwork and the importance of everyone pulling their own weight. He or she explicitly says they don't want to be stuck doing everything. From here, there are two routes. Sometimes this person just redoes everyone's work anyway, and other times they finish the project by themselves 3 months before it's due and then get mad because no one else contributed. To be fair, I've gotten better at that last part. I'm usually not the procrastinator, so in terms of group projects, I've kind of had to turn into one in order to meet everyone else's pace. I'd say I'm more of the first part, whereas I decide to be hands-off for a group project and say, you know what? I'll do my little part. Everyone else does their own parts. And I read someone else's part and I'm like, wow, that was something. That was something that I don't think a teacher should have to read. And so yes, I will redo parts of it. But if I redo someone else's part, I'm not going to tell them they did no work because technically I'm just putting in extra work because I can settle for less than is good. But I kind of want to frame what I'm like in a group project because I really do try to work for like having teamwork. I don't want to be the one doing all the work. I want to make sure that everyone can contribute and feel seen and heard. But oftentimes that can be very, very difficult. So let's talk a little bit about why we have group projects in the first place. I think a lot of the time, at least initially my thought, kind of fell into the category of, oh, it's about teamwork, it's about communication and building bonds with people and making sure that you can converse with people from all different backgrounds, create a cohesive deliverable and project and be able to then present it or write about it or something and reflect on the experience. But I think, and this is backed up by a scholar named James Lang who wrote Cheating Lessons in Small Teaching, group dynamics are always going to be something difficult, but what makes it worse is actually the teaching aspect. So teachers often don't create clear guidelines or check in on projects for their progress. Professors and teachers decide on group projects for their benefits of helping people better communicate, of course, but another huge benefit for them is that it's much easier to grade. Let's say you have a presentation made by 5 students and there's about, you know, a couple done within a class. That's a lot easier to put a grade for than 20 different writing assignments that all have different mechanics and are each like 5 pages long and you have to read and go through all of them. But I think the one mistake that's consistently made is that it's so much easier for teachers to keep that hands-off approach instead of really trying to engage students. They don't check in on groups most of the time. They kind of just say, here's your group project, go. And without that accountability, I think coming from the teacher, it's really impossible to have a successful group project because you're relying on the intrinsic motivation for all of the students to have. And some people just don't have that, and that's okay. Maybe they'll build it later. But I think by assuming that everyone's just going to like get on board and jump for joy in a group project is very difficult and often makes it hard on some students who naturally put in more work than others. Because in a group project, let's say there's someone who cares about their grade and someone who doesn't. The person who doesn't care about their grade is not going to put the effort in. And so now you're leaving one person to do the work of two people in order to get the grade that they do desire. And yeah, obviously this can be considered a problem. And as I'm very sure, I'm kind of already bleeding into the idea of why I dislike group projects. But I do think the ability to communicate and work in a group is really important to meet up and to not just focus on using class time to get things done. I think that's very indicative of the real world. And I think similar to the real world, where in your job, you're evaluated by your bosses and your coworkers, and there are real consequences to not performing at a peak level, such as, you know, pay reductions, getting fired. I think we need to have those same consequences in a school setting, as long as they make sense. Of course, the threat of, you know, kicking someone out from school is not really going to do anything, especially because education is very important, and just skimming people of those opportunities because they didn't perform super well in a group project, I don't think is fair either. And so I think ultimately we're kind of in this weird situation where a lot of the skills you get from group projects are really important, but they're not necessarily being utilized in an effective way. So next, I'm kind of going to get into why I specifically dislike them. And I'm going to be honest, I end up doing all the work. I've had numerous group projects in college now where I have to send a text out and say, hey guys, when do we want to meet? Or I have to text and say, hey, has everyone done their part? And I don't want to be someone else's mother. I don't want to be managing them and their time and making sure they're completing a project. And you might be thinking, well, why don't you just leave them alone? You don't have to be their mom if you don't want to. And while I would love to do that, at the same time, I think it's really important that I'm not giving up in a group project. I think that's really easy for people to do, is just say, well, they're not communicating, whatever, goodbye. But I will hold people accountable if they don't do their work. In a recent project I had, we had it split between two different teams, one person who was working on a more discussion-based aspect, another team who was working on creating content for that discussion. And I said I was going to be in the discussion team because I figured that might be a little easier. I wouldn't necessarily have to do too much work, and that was true. But what ended up happening is that the content team was really slacking, so I ended up doing some content and also doing some of the discussion. And so when it came time to evaluate my teammates, you best believe that I did not give them all 10 out of 10s. And this is another reason why I don't like group projects, is because specifically in college, there's this idea of like snitches get stitches, right? That's been enduring since elementary school into middle school, high school, now college, where if someone doesn't perform well in a group project, it's kind of rude to tell your teacher like, hey, this person sucks at a group project. Literally, I was in class the other day and one of my group members who doesn't always show up to class wasn't in class, and my teacher said like, hey, is everything okay with them? And then looked around at all of us group members who were being silent, and she said, I know you don't want to snitch on them or anything. I'm not asking about in terms of the project. I'm more asking in terms of like, are they doing okay? And to me, this really reminded me is that professors are very aware of the issue that college students, we like to protect our own, right? We like to be defensive of each other. And it's like, oh, well, I'm going to give you all 10 out of 10. So you should give me a 10 out of 10 too, even if I didn't really do the work. And so I think part of the issue why I don't like group projects is because there's an expectation that you should be dishonest and not be fully honest about how you think other people are performing, which to me is quite difficult, because when people ask me like, oh, would you rank them? I don't want to lie, but I also don't want to tell the truth, because if I tell the truth, they're going to be mad at me. Like, I will fully admit I was really annoyed in a group project and rated someone, and it probably tanked their grade for that project. And I think that is a perfectly fair response, because that's why that ability even exists, for there to be feedback. But again, it falls on the professor to really establish these grounds. Another thing I think that's really funny about group projects is that I think people naturally, at least me, I work better on my own. So I had another group project type thing in a class where basically we were each given a sheet of paper that had a numerous amount of items you might need for desert survival, like water or a tent or rope or something like that. Even a mirror was included. And you had to rank them based on how much you think they were important for survival. And then we got together in groups and we ranked them again and see what changed and what was altered. And then we compared it to like what some professionals or experts in the realm of desert survival said. And what ended up happening is our professor told us that the expected result is for your individual score to be lower than your group score. almost unanimously, the group score was worse than the individual score, because you have people convincing each other to making bad ideas as opposed to just sticking with their gut and what they internally can be more logical about. And so, yes, you can say this is a communication issue where you should better communicate and be honest. And I think that's something, a hurdle that really needs to be overcome, is being able to communicate. And there's a lot of biases that do exist in group settings, which I also think is quite fascinating. But I think group projects, the very nature of the way they're created, does not help foster that, you know, critical thinking of let's analyze whether this is good or bad. Rather, it fosters an environment of, oh, let's get this project done quickly, let's not worry about it, and let's leave and get out of here. And I think in that environment and in that mindset, it ends up being a very negative thing, because you end up worsening the situation as opposed to it just being an individual test, an individual writing assignment, or even presentation. So, with all of this considered about why group projects suck and should never exist, how do we improve them? I have a class where we have pretty much a group project every single week. It's a pretty intensive class. It's for the program I'm in. But another class of mine has one group project at the end that is a significant portion of the grade. I feel like the second structure is a far better one for a classroom, and the first one is a far better one for the real world and in the workforce. But it's all about how it's being presented, monitored, and taught. Because let me be honest, those two presentations have gone on in the exact same way. My class that has a presentation a week, it's kind of hard to get everyone to really do their part. And even the one that I have at the end of the year, the same exact situation has occurred, where people are just not responding, not communicating, saying they'll do something, not doing it, turning it in later, etc., etc. But I really think that for group projects to work, it would be better to have just one that counts for a large majority of your grade. Because when you have a lot of mini group projects, or even something that's a throwaway, a lot of people are conditioned into thinking, oh, I don't like group projects, they never work well for me, it has this reputation. And so when we have a lot of group projects, or even something that's not worth a lot, people don't want to put that much effort in because they know how it's going to turn out. They either know A, someone's going to do all the work for them, or B, they're going to have to do all the work for that project, and they've kind of admitted to their fate. And so I think by having a bigger project that counts for more of your grade, and having more steps in between, right? So there's maybe better evaluative methods, maybe the professor has to meet with each of the classmates, or you have to meet with a TA, each person individually, talk about your project, what you're doing, create some sort of plan and goals, and you have to stick to that. Something like that, I think, would be really helpful, because you're holding people accountable for this like really big project that they have to do. And so you're kind of encouraging them to work together more. And I think this also really relates to the idea of project management and management in general, because almost never do you see where it's just like, okay, you three people go work on this, and then when you're done, give it to me. A lot of the time it's, okay, we have this big goal, we're going to work together to it, here are the steps we're going to take, here are one-on-one meetings we're going to have, group meetings we're going to have. Like, there's a huge process behind projects, and I think that it's important to bring that down to the education level, because if we just have small projects scattered about, there's no incentive for people to really do well on them, because they have another shot later on. And that's also because every student has a different idea about how they want to do in class. So I think really the group project is not hopeless. While researching about this episode, initially I think I wanted to do it a lot out of frustration and anger for the way my projects have been going in college. But the more you look into it, the more there is an opportunity to make them something really cool and really helpful for students. You're just not seeing it done, because it's often treated as just something fast and easy to do. But for example, in one of my lecture classes, we don't necessarily have group projects. We have different assignments that are given. We have homework problems and even in-class problems to solve. And you see people coming together solving those problems so easily. You see people making their own study groups and coming together and learning together. Those are all like mini group projects, basically. You can totally have students come together, learn things together, present together, but the second you call it a group project and you don't put in ways to control and to monitor the progress of that project, it's kind of set up for failure. So this is not a plea to remove group projects as much as I wish it was, but rather a plea to make them better and inform the system so that people can actually get something out of group projects and we no longer dread doing them. At the same time, I think it's important to be aware of what kind of person you are in a group project and see if maybe that's causing issues for others or what you can do about it. Because at the end of the day, a group project, of course, is made up of a bunch of different people. But as long as there's at least one, two, three people who are really trying, that makes all the difference for not only your grades, but also for your experience later in life. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Jackie On. I will be seeing you in the next one.